going to close our eyes, turn within, going to start just by relaxing our bodies, paying attention to what's happening within us. To speak to the you that knows how to pay attention and how to access that deeper experience within yourself. I'm calling forth wisdom of your body and mind. Bypassing the thinking mind, the thoughts, beliefs. Bypassing the distractions of the external world, the distractions of our body. Connecting straight away with that deeper, intuitive, still place in you. Which is present in every one of us. Which has always been there. It's been there since before we were born. And will be there forever. This is not something we can do with our thoughts. We cannot think our way into connection with this part of ourselves. To let go, surrender. You're being called to let go their small mind. Small ideas of yourself and come to this place within you where there is a much bigger and greater aspect of you, an infinite and eternal aspect. A still and peaceful aspect. It's alive within you. You can return there. It is your natural home. Where you spent all of your time before you made up your identity, before you turned away from your true self, before meeting other people's needs became impossible. Determined to turn away from your true self. That is alive within you now. That wholeness is still there. That original, beautiful, eternal light is still alive within you. All the suffering, all the pain, all the trauma, all the mistakes, all the guilt, the shame, none of it has touched it. It is still as pure as it ever was. Brightly within you. You only need to let go of that idea of who you are. Let go of the suffering. Let go of the guilt and shame. Move past the identity. Yourself to remember the way home, the way back in. It is not a journey of effort, it is a journey of surrender. Journey of letting go, of not controlling, not thinking, not trying, just paying attention, paying attention to what's inside you. Stillness within your body, letting go of the resistance and the fear and the anxiety, there is a power within you that can transmute that energy into love. Is a power that is untouched by fear, absolutely untouched by anxiety and resistance, and it's alive in you, and you can't stop it. Never made it go away. It's been with you right from the beginning. Let go and surrender. Let yourself sink into that tranquil pool. Exist. everything that looks different. It's just the activity of your brain. It's just noise, illusion, fiction. You are much bigger than that. You are much more whole than that. True, you've made mistakes. That hasn't diminished your light in any way. It hasn't changed the nature of your being in any way. When you took that suffering and those mistakes and made them part of your identity, that you began to forget who you were. You began to focus on all the ways that you fell short, that you were inadequate, unworthy, undeserving. You believed what you were told. You made an identity and forgot who you were. Now it's time to return to that loving presence within you that has been with you forever, has never abandoned you. Has been ready at any opportunity to give you what you need, to support you in any way that you would allow. And that is the key. Because you would not accept your own good. You looked outside of you for good. Believed in your undeservingness. Surrendering. You're allowing. You're opening. There is a part of you that remembers, that knows that this is the truth. Within you is a divine intelligence, a loving wisdom, a creative power. Of your being. This is who you truly are. This is not a separate power. This is not something you are disconnected from. You cannot disconnect from this power. You can only tell yourself you are disconnected. You can only pretend. You can only forget. But you are never disconnected, for this power is all you are. You don't exist in any way outside it. You are one with it. You are made from it, of it, by it, through it. It is the source of your being. It is alive in you. It is the animator of your life. Freedom. You are outside the possibility of physical harm. You cannot be hurt. You cannot can only love. That's all you can do. Your identity may suffer, may experience pain and hurt. Your body goes through trouble. Remember who you are. Remember what you bring to this world, to this body, to this planet. You will be healed of all suffering, healed of all pain, all brokenness, all woundedness. Because the light within you is bigger than any physical structure. You are the essence of life itself. You are the light, the love. You are life. Surrender. Say yes to this love within you. Say yes to the good that is waiting for you. Say yes to being the powerful expression of love that you are created to be. Say yes to it now. Let it fill you. It's here. Love is here. More love than you can ever use. Let it fill you. Let it fill you. You are the creator in this moment, right here, right now. You are the powerful creator. You have all the resources of the one power at your disposal. You can heal. You can be free. You can be empowered. You can let go. Express your greatness. All you have to do is say yes. Surrender. Accept the unknown. Be willing to give up control. In this moment, right here, right now, your life is an open book. Ahead of you is only unlimited possibilities, infinite potential. Anything can happen. You only have to leave behind the past. Quit trying to make the future out of your past. the future out of your imagination. Create it. Dream it. Bring joy and life and love to your future by bringing it to this moment right now, letting go. Appreciation. Awareness of the truth that your life is a blessing. Your life is a miracle. Your life is a gift. And that you have the power to create your life in any way you want. Feel like to have that power in your life now. Feel the gratitude. Teach your body that it's already true. You already are getting the answers to your prayers. Already manifesting your dreams. Your wishes are coming true right now. Teach your body what gratitude feels like so that it knows it's true and becomes a magnet for good. Opportunities find you. Now, memorizing that feeling, gratitude and love, remembering the experience, knowledge of who you truly are. Bring all that into our world, into our lives, into this time and place now, this room, this body. To thank you for being here. I appreciate your presence. It's my honor and privilege to spend this time with you. I look forward to our next time together. Until then, I wish you all the best. Go well.